Well, this morning we're going to talk summer camps. Gosh, where's the year gone already, huh? Time to talk about those 2021 summer day camps that are co-sponsored by Cass County Conservation and the Cass County Extension Service. Shelby Van Horn is with us here this morning, the youth coordinator here in Cass County. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Yeah, like Jim said, the year has flown by already, and we're already summer camps, and we're super excited that we get to be outdoors and doing all things fun this summer again.
Yeah, well, some of us think the year has flown by. For some others, you know, new parents, first-time parents, not necessarily flying by, is it?
Well,
some days,
yep.
How's it going? You enjoying being a parent for the first time?
Yeah, so I truly understand what people talk about when they talk about being a parent now. I truly, truly, you don't really know it until you become a parent yourself. So, yeah. Yes.
Well, so yeah, just a three-month-old at home right now. But how will that change your perspective on how you do your job dealing with the youth of the county?
I guess I just always had a passion for working with youth. And so I think it just makes it even more of a passion when you have a kid of your own at home and you get to spend some time with other people's kids and have a good time during the summer. That's just one of my favorite things about my job.
Yeah. Well, and as we kind of alluded to up front, enjoy the time that you have, because it does tend to fly by pretty quickly, especially when you work season to season like you tend to do in my business and in yours, too.
Yes, it goes by so fast. We were just talking about how Fair will be here before we know it, and then we'll be back to all things record books and starting the 4-H year all over again. So it's just super amazing how fast the year goes by.
I know. So let's not gloss over these summer day camps. Let's get them to have some fun and learn a little bit here this summer, too. It's kind of fun to get them outside, and they sometimes don't realize how much they're learning because they're having fun.
Yes, that's true. We always try to do different crafts and different games and activities, and obviously we have some fun snacks as well. So the kids always learn a lot, and yeah, they don't really think that they're learning that much until we go through at the end of the camp and say, what did you learn or what did you like? And it always surprises me what each kid takes away from the camp.
Sure. Now, you have different grade appropriate levels and interests and things that you come up with for topics. What are they this year?
Yeah, so our K through second grade camp is Dig Those Dinosaurs. So it's going to be all things dinosaurs, and we're going to make crafts and play games. We have some really fun activities in mind for the dinosaur camp, and I'm really looking forward to that one. Third through fifth grade is Water Wonders, so we're going to explore all things water. And we actually get to do a fun water game in this activity, so the kids bring clothes that they can get wet, and we have a little fun, so that's always a good time. And our sixth through eighth grade camp is always one of my favorites. We usually have fewer kids in attendance, but they learn so much. We're going to be doing archery, wildlife, hiking, and Dutch oven cooking over a campfire. So those are definitely a wide variety of skills that they can learn.
Survival skills. Are we dropping them off somewhere?
Well, maybe. If they aren't good on the bus, maybe we'll let them off on the way home. Just kidding.
We're not going to go that far yet. Well, you usually have some different opportunities, especially for the younger kids, in case certain dates don't work. You've got some different dates and times and things set up.
Yeah, so for kindergarten through second grade, we have June 2nd and 3rd. That one will be at Cold Spring Park in Lewis. And then June 8th and 9th, we have at Sunnyside Park, and we have two offerings that day, a 9 to noon or a 1 to 4, and that's in Atlantic. And then June 21st and 22nd from 9 to noon at Lake Anita. So the neat thing about these, as Jim said, is there's multiple dates and locations and times. So even if you live in Atlantic, but those dates don't work for you, you could come to one of the Lewis or Anita camps or vice versa.
Okay, that's for the K through second. Then the third through fifth graders, you've got some different times and dates and locations as well.
Yep. So our camps for third through fifth graders are from 10 to 3. So we get them all day. And we have June 4th at Cold Spring Park in Lewis, June 11th at the Sunnyside Park in Atlantic, and June 18th at Lake Anita.
All right, and then the 6th through 8th graders, well, if we're going to do survival training, it's got to be a one time, right?
Yes, one time all day. So this was actually a long day. We leave the extension office at 8 a.m. and return at 5 p.m. So, yeah, that we definitely have a jam-packed full day, but there is busing available, and that one is on Thursday, July 8th at Cold Spring Park in Lewis.
Okay. Now, we should mention, too, there are registration deadlines, and they are different for all of these. In fact, they're different deadlines for depending upon what dates that you might like to choose. So that gives folks some flexibility. They don't have to just register immediately at once.
Correct. Yep. You can just pay close attention to those registration deadlines to make sure that you get signed up in time and for whichever location you would like to attend.
Okay. And you can check more about those registration deadlines. The early deadlines for those first couple of sessions for the K through second and third through fifth graders, May 27th. So you do still have some days left to be able to get on top of that. What's expected out of the parents here? Is there a cost?
So our camps are $10 per camp, and there is also a form on the bottom to fill out of our flyer, and our flyer can be found on the Extension webpage, which is www.extension.iastate.edu/CAS, and then also if your child is not in 4-H, there is a medical release form that needs to be filled out as well.
Okay, so this isn't just for 4-H students.
No, this our summer day camps are open to any youth that wants to participate, and we are more than happy to have them.
And give them some more information if they'd like to consider signing up for 4-H.
Yes, of course, because 4-H is the way to go.
I knew that was coming. Very good. What should the parents know outside of the cost? Is there anything that like kids should bring with them? What should they know about that day?
Yeah, so our kindergarten through second grade camps, the kids don't really need to bring anything with them besides maybe like a water bottle or something of that sort. We'll have snacks provided for them. The third through fifth graders obviously will need to bring a sack lunch that day and a water. And the sixth through eighth grade will be making food over a campfire. So we'll have their ingredients available for them. We ask that the participants wear just comfortable clothes and shoes and dress appropriate for the weather and bring like sunscreen or bug spray if your child needs those things. And just be ready to have some fun.
Okay. Any COVID protocols or anything like that we should be aware of?
So we did have a pretty long list of COVID protocols last year. Things have kind of relaxed since then. Obviously, if you feel comfortable and want your child to wear a mask, that is an option. We are not going to enforce that any child wears a mask. But if that makes you feel more comfortable, you're more than welcome to do so. So that's really... other than those mask options and then everyone bringing their own water bottle and we'll have, you know, packaged snacks and we'll have, you know, hand sanitizer and washing facilities. And that's kind of what we're going with this year.
Okay. Personal decision, what you feel comfortable with.
Yep.
Very good. Well, hopefully they have a lot of fun with all these kinds of things. What do you hope they come away with from these?
I guess I just hope the kids have a really good time, meet some new friends from... you know, different grades and different places, and that they, you know, learn something either about dinosaurs or water or outdoors that they didn't know before, and maybe that they'll consider joining 4-H.
There you go. And we should mention, too, I've seen some of these topics on here before, but you do try to rotate them around over the years, so largely the students, no matter what grade they're in, they're probably not going to go through the same thing they've experienced before.
Yeah, so our summer camps are on a three-year rotation basis so that kids never have to repeat the same topic each year. You know, they have a different topic every year, and then... that's just kind of a neat thing that we do. And then if they have younger siblings, it's always fun to hear that their older siblings went to the same camp. And they always have some fun stories to share. So
sure. And it's a drop-off event. Parents, they're not required to hang around.
Yeah, it's a drop-off event. And like I said, we have a good time. And you just come back and pick them up and, you know, really get to experience the outdoors life and some of the fun activities.
You bet. Don't forget the picking them up part. That's important.
Well, I mean, we could probably bring them back, but yes, we won't leave them. So,
well, that's a good thing. All right. If you'd like to know more about that, again, the sign-up information is on the website, which you can find very easily. And honestly, Shelby, the sign-up is very simple. It's less than a half a page.
Yes, we try to make it easy and simple for kids to participate. We want everyone to come out and get to learn something, be with their friends, and just have a really good time this summer.
Do you get a lot of repeats year after year?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of the same kids that have went through the camps and really enjoy them, so they always come back. And sometimes it's the topic that interests them. So some kids really love dinosaurs, so maybe they're super excited for dinosaurs. But I may be a little bit biased, but I think that there's something for everyone at every camp.
Very good. All right. Well, and sometimes their friends bring them along. They had a good time last year, and they tell their friends, and then they come along too.
For sure.
Yeah, you bet. Well, again, it's Dig Those Dinosaurs for the K through second graders and Water Wonders for the third through fifth graders. And the sixth through eighth graders will be doing the Outdoor Adventure Camp. And again, those dates coming up here in the month of June. The sixth through eighth grade camp is in July. But the dates coming up a little bit later on this month, we'll have those first registration deadlines coming up. So check it out. Find out more. They can always call your office, right?
Oh, yes. We're more than willing to take any questions you have.
Very good. Well, we hope you have a lot of fun with that again. It's nice to get back together like this year again. Have fun and good luck with that.
Thank you.